And tonight we start where we left off last week. We begin at verse 6 as we continue our journey through one of the most beautiful books in the Bible, the Gospel of John. Tonight we focus on John the Baptist. Beginning in verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So tonight, a man sent from God. Let's pray. Lord, use your word tonight to teach and grow us. Thank you for it. And Lord, I pray as we study John the Baptist, it'll bless our hearts and stir us to be more like him. Lord, so work a miracle and meet with us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible says, a man sent from God whose name was John. This is not the John that wrote the Gospel of John. This is John the Baptist, a different John. So we go to Luke chapter 1. We'll read a little bit about his birth and understand a little bit more about him. Luke chapter 1, I'll just read through the passage quickly, beginning in verse 5 of Luke chapter 1. The Bible says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. We can see that God worked a miracle and allowed Elizabeth to have a child, and then told his father what kind of person he would be and what his ministry would be. So if you go down to the end of chapter 1 of Luke, verse 67, the Bible says, and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve with him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day if is showing unto Israel. So just a little background there about John the Baptist's early his birth and early life. The Bible says that he came for a witness back in our passage in verse 7, and we just read how God prophesied that that would be his mission, was to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now if we go to Matthew 3, we'll see what his message was. Not complicated, but very critical for the nation of Israel. Matthew chapter 3. And verse 1, the Bible says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that was his primary message, was Israel needed to repent and turn to the Lord. And the Bible says that he was preparing the way. So if you go back to John 1, where we started, we're going to jump down now to verse 15, which for the sake of time I didn't read in advance, but this chapter continues to teach about John the Baptist, starting in verse 15. It says, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. So John here is already explaining that Christ has always been, that even though he was coming to earth as a man, he as God had always existed. And of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? So this was John's answer. It was about Christ. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, well, what then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Now that prophet is referring to the prophecy from Moses that he gave in the book of Deuteronomy. It said there would be a prophet after himself. He was referring to Christ. Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. So when they asked who he was, he immediately sent them back to the book of Isaiah. We'll turn there, chapter 40, to say that he was the fulfillment of that prophecy. In chapter 40, verse 3. By the way, this is a good one to show a Jehovah's Witness. And I'll explain why in a moment. Isaiah 40, verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So who did Jesus prepare the way for, or who did John prepare the way for, but Jesus Christ, right? But this says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, all caps, which is Jehovah in the Hebrew. So John the Baptist prepared the way for Jehovah, but he physically prepared the way for Jesus Christ, which means Jesus Christ must be Jehovah. Now Malachi chapter 3, the very last book written before the 400 silent years, was the book of Malachi. And right before his final chapter, God allowed Malachi to give a prophecy of John the Baptist. Notice chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. So, one of the very last prophecies given in the Old Testament was that God would send a messenger. And that messenger, of course, was John the Baptist. So let's go back to John 1 now. And look at a little bit more about his life. So verse 25, the Bible says, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? So they're saying, you're not the Christ. You're not Isaiah himself. And you're not the prophet of Deuteronomy. So who are you? Why are you baptizing? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. So he's saying, I'm not even worthy to touch his shoes. He's so far above me because, of course, he's God. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. And the next day, this is a beautiful verse. Everybody should memorize this verse. John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So far he preached, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But now, when he sees Jesus coming, the Pharisees have all sent their messengers to ask who John the Baptist is. And he's telling them now, when Jesus comes on the scene, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Every Jew would know what that meant. Because every Jew, they didn't faithfully do many of their Old Testament commandments, but they did keep the Passover. And the Passover was to remind them every year what God had done in Egypt when they killed a lamb and put the blood on the door and the death angel passed over. So John was baptizing here, and they asked why, and he explained that he was just preparing the way for Jesus Christ. And then he makes this beautiful introduction to Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So if you go back to Matthew 7, we'll see the warning that John gave. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 7. And this is important because it's very, very doctrinally powerful. Notice Matthew chapter 3, verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? This is John the Baptist speaking. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So John the Baptist definitely wasn't out to win friends and influence people, was he? He just told it the way it was. But interestingly, that he explained here that he was baptizing with water, which they called the baptism of repentance. But then he said that Jesus Christ would come and bring two more baptisms. And these other two baptisms are very important, because one of them is salvation, and the other one is to go to hell. Basically, our two alternatives as humans. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Well, when we're born again, that's exactly what happens. We're baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost. Baptism of fire. Baptism, the word baptism means to immerse. That's talking about being cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20. And both of those baptisms are performed by God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So as John explained back in John chapter 1, he explained that Jesus was before him and had always been. And then if you go to verse 30, this is he of whom I said, after me cometh the man which preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but he that should be made manifest to Israel, therefore might come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Now, if you go over to John 3, this is John the Baptist's final record of Jesus. John the Baptist's ministry was quite short. It wasn't long after he started his ministry that he was beheaded by Herod. But a lot of these verses in John chapter 3 that we know quite well were actually spoken by John the Baptist, not by Jesus Christ. Notice verse 25 of John 3. There arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying, and they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. I've met the Messiah, in other words. He must increase, but I must decrease. That was a statement of his humility, but also a prophecy that he would die soon. Verse 31, He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, that no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Very well-known verse spoken by John the Baptist, John 3:36. So he pointed out Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God and explained Christ's future ministry not long after John the Baptist, as I mentioned, was beheaded. So we'll finish at Matthew 11 tonight, where Jesus gave record of John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 11. Verse 7. Matthew 11, 7. As they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Remember, we just read that in Malachi chapter 3. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. That's Jesus speaking. Can you imagine? In other words, Jesus says John the Baptist, outside of himself, was the greatest man that ever lived. Wow. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is important, this is Elias which was for to come. So if you will receive it, he is the fulfillment about Elijah coming back. So he came in the spirit of Elijah. And if they were willing to acknowledge his message, then he is Elijah. If they're not willing to acknowledge his message, he's not Elijah. Because Elijah's going to come again. And that's a whole different story. Verse 16. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It's like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto them their fellows and saying, We've piped unto you and you've not danced. We've mourned unto you and you've not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. Jesus referred to John in John chapter 5 as a burning and a shining light. It costs a candle all to shine, doesn't it? He was referring to a candle. John the Baptist had a very short ministry, but a very important, very powerful ministry. And as it said in the scriptures, he is a man sent from God. And John chapter 1 is primarily about that man, John the Baptist, a great man. According to Jesus, the greatest ever born of a woman. What a statement. A man sent from God. Let's pray. Thank you.